Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Tony Shaver. Good morning, Coach Shaver.
Well, Rob, how are you?
I'm doing well. A good effort by your team in both games last week. Quite a battle between your club and Charleston, come up a little short, 82-77 in Charleston, and come home and beat Delaware 83-66 on Saturday. Just talk about the way your team played last week.
It was a good week. 1-1 in league play. The important thing is I thought we played better. We played with more energy, with more effort. We competed really hard, I think, in both ball games, and frankly, we had been through a stretch of a couple weeks maybe where we weren't real pleased with those things. So I thought at Charleston, we competed really hard, played well enough ball game went right down to the wire. I believe we had three turnovers in our last four possessions, which obviously took our chance to win away down a stretch. They're good defensively, and they can put the clamps on you when they want to. So, good performance. I felt a lot better about our team walking out of Charleston than I did going into it. And I thought we played well in a great atmosphere here against Delaware. The Gold Rush and 6,000 odd people here, great atmosphere to play college basketball in, and our guys handled that pretty well. A little bit of a slow start for us, but all in all, played a really good basketball game.
Your team now 5-2 on the road, one of the better records in the league. Actually, better record on the road than at home. And you touched on how well you played down at Charleston. What do you think has made your team so effective? Because it's not an extremely veteran team. What have you guys been able to do so well on the road to have success?
Yeah, it's a great question, Rob, and I don't know that I have a great answer for you. It's interesting the way things do materialize. I think in the last 2 years we've lost, I believe, two ball games in this building, and this year we're 4-3 in league play in this building, and as you said, a better record on the road at this point in time. Now, part of that has to do with we still have to go to Northeastern and Hofstra. Two obviously very difficult places to play. So your schedule is a factor in those records as well. But our guys have taken the road as a challenge. We've talked a lot about trying to make statements in the league on the road, and guys responded nicely to that. I don't know at home whether we take it for granted that we're home and things are just going to go smooth and easy, but they certainly haven't. It's a great question, and I really don't have a concrete answer for you.
Got a couple media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Catherine.
Our first question's from Dave Johnson with Daily Press. Your line's open.
Hey, Tony. You touched on this in your Rob's first question, the energy that you've seen this last couple games. I suppose that was especially true on defensive end. They looked a little bit better.
Yes, we other than letting Riller go crazy at Charleston, we frankly don't have anybody can guard him. Our team defense has got to find a way to stop a great player like that. But his speed, his quickness is I don't know if it's unsung or not. I think you ask a lot of people who are the quickest players in the league. I'm not sure he'd be on that list, but his speed is really something with the ball. But we played hard down there. We played hard defensively, and two of our better defensive games have been against Delaware. Maybe we match up better with them. I don't know, but the effort's been much better this past week, and we've done a better job of having guys stick to principles and do it the right way, and we have to do those things. We're not going to win a lot of games in this league just based on talent and the ability to guard people one-on-one. So we have to be good as a team on both ends of the floor.
This may sound a bit simplistic, but is defense is a very, very large part of that, just in the energy?
Dave, I lost you there. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. I was saying, I don't know if this will sound simplistic or not, but on the defensive end is a large part of what, when you have success on defense, is a large part of that just energy and just work?
Well, it is a big part of it, but it's not the only part. There have been times this year, and I alluded to that, but that I thought our effort and energy wasn't where it should be. But also very much a part of that is the attention to detail, being in the right place. You know, if you're one pass away, being in the right place so there's no space to penetrate with the ball. Weak side defender's got to be in the lane helping. You know, we've gotten better at helping the helper as a club. And so energy, yes, but I think attention to detail is also very, very important.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
And we have a question from Jerry Beach with Defiantly Dutch. Your line is open.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
I just wanted to ask, you guys obviously played option a few days, and I just wanted to ask you, do you ever marvel at how quickly this rivalry has heated up after a pretty quiet first 10 or so years for you and Hofstra and Hofstra's membership of the CAA?
Do I have a what? I'm sorry?
Do you marvel how quickly this rivalry has heated up? You know, the first 10 or so years of Hofstra's membership, you know, pretty remarkable, you know, games between you guys. Obviously, the last 4 or 5 years, every time you guys play each other, it's an instant classic on hardwood.
Yeah, they've been some great games, some great offensive games. I'm not sure either one of us should brag about our defense in those ball games, but you know they seem to always be close ball games. You know, I've had some impressive wins in different gyms, but you know, to me, it's another great league team that we're playing, and it doesn't mean any more to me than that.
I can't ask my next question, but it's just like, you know, does this kind of jump out of the schedule, you guys, when you see Hofstra now, given how memorable the games have been both here and down there, and of course in the tournament a few years ago?
I apologize, but I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing your exact question.
You said, you know, you try to keep it just a, you know, another league game, but when you see it on the schedule, especially when it's a pivotal game like this weekend is going to be for seeding purposes, does it kind of jump out at you a little bit more when you sit on the schedule?
No, it really doesn't for me. I mean, we've obviously, as you said very well, we've had some great tournament games against them in recent years, and they all the games seem to be good because both of our teams have been good in over the, you know, recent years. But this game's no more important to me than Delaware this past Saturday. I mean, they're all big, and if you don't beat Delaware, this one doesn't have that much meaning to it. So, this week is tough for sure. When you look at your schedule early, you know, when you get it back in the fall, I mean, obviously over the course of 3 days playing at Hofstra and at Northeastern, you know, two very fine clubs, the week jumps out at you for sure.
Cool. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Got one more.
We have a question from Dave Johnson with Daily Press. Your line's open.
Yeah, Tony, Matt Milan had kind of had a little shooting slump there for a while. He's had a, you know, Drexel game, Delaware game, looked a little bit more like himself. Do you see him starting to shake that a little bit?
Yeah, I do. I think Matt's played well this past week. You know, he really went through a couple games where obviously didn't look like Matt Milan. And you know what's interesting? I think it's the first time it's ever happened to him. I mean, you know, in talking to him individually about it, he said it's not making shots or not making shots is not something he's been through before, and it definitely affected him. But he's done a great job of, you know, responding to it. And all we've said to Matt, I mean, just, you know, if the ball's not going in the hole, do two things. One is be really good in every other phase of the game. That's where your concentration's got to be. And number two, just make sure your next shot's a great shot. You know, don't feel like you got to go hunt shots. Make sure it's the next shot. And he played really well in the Delaware game. You know, his percentage still wasn't quite where it will be, but his overall game was really good. Really, really neat to see him, you know, his toughness, how he's handled this whole thing.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
All right, Tony, thanks as always for the time this morning, and safe travels to the Northeast, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, Rob. Take care.